May the blessings of the Creator surround you. May the love of Jesus lead you. May the Spirit of God hold you all the days of your life. L'chaim.
L'chaim. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. We're going to slash feedback to interact with us. I hope I'm not interrupting your Democratic National Convention. Like rock stars, they're treating these senators who are saying nothing. And Relic told me something that kind of disgusted me a couple years ago. He was at the Republican National Convention. It doesn't matter. They're both the same in regards to this point. That they hand, when you see people in the audience with signs, like his example was, say, Farmers of America, you know, are behind Bush. And you see these signs, and maybe you're at home and you're thinking, oh, well, okay, I'm into farmers, or for whatever reason makes us vote for somebody.
Yeah, if this farmer is genuinely into Bush, that must mean he's really into making, you know, like right. It'll trickle down to me. Our groceries will be better. Everything will be faster. Things will be more healthy. Whatever right. It is that your politics, that you're into regarding the politics right. of behind the person that you choose.
Or you like the blue collar attitude. Farmers make the world go round. You're like, well, they did their research, because if they don't do their research, their family dies. They won't have any money. They won't be able to sell corn. No, they pass these signs out to regular people.
Like, you don't have to be a farmer to get a farmer sign.
Exactly. They just have you hold it, and you want your candidate to win, so you're holding whatever sign.
Right. If you're there, you're behind the person, most likely.
It's a regular
TV show.
Unless
your name
is
Relic.
And maybe people are thinking I'm naive, but that's disgusting to me. I think that's disgusting.
So much of this stuff is disgusting. It's just very odd, like we were watching
today. It's a TV
today.
Show. It's American Idol.
It's obviously PR, the right. whole thing, from beginning to end. We were watching that the Democrats learned from last election that putting prayer into their
speeches.
Like, yeah, in between speeches and making it involved in prayer. In all, like the Democrats said that they must have lost because all the people were behind Bush, all these evangelists
years.
And
sure.
and you know churchgoers and you know all the leaders of that, like they were behind him and they learned from it. Like that's really like going and learning PR and going, oh, I made a mistake last year. I shouldn't have shaken this person's hand first. I should have shaken this person's hand.
Right.
That doesn't mean that you really believe that, you know, a Jew and Arab together, you know, praying on stage is like, it really means something to you.
Right. Let's start.
So we're picking the best campaign, obviously, yeah. like the best PR. And we always knew that. And that's why it doesn't get you to vote that day. That's why it doesn't right. get you excited. That's why it doesn't get you like, my vote's going to change anything. It just doesn't feel good.
I care less and less the older I get.
And it's unfortunate. And then you think, like, you know, your actual one vote really doesn't count.
Right.
It's not one vote makes a difference. It really isn't.
Of course not. Brad writing in, by the way, on a happier
by
note.
By the way, we should do that before you get into it. We should do that with Keith and the Girl events. Just hand out signs. Like,
sure, farmers support. Farmers of America, unite.
Yeah, but that's true.
Hey, this is SugBear63 from the forums and the Atlanta Dragon Con weekend. I just wanted to throw this out. I wore my Keith and the Girl shirt to the Stone Temple Pilot Show in Atlanta on Saturday. And some chick stopped me and said, hey, I just want to tell you that I love that show. It's hilarious. And then we talked about the show for a few minutes, and I encouraged her to get on the forums or live video. I personally would have recommended the bathroom, but nonetheless. I was in the pit, and a couple people asked me what the shirt was about. You should encourage folks to wear Keith and the Girl shirts to more concerts. For the record, Stone Temple Pilots wasn't nearly as good as they used to be. Scott Weiland needs heroin. I used to say this. His dancing, ever since Sex Type Thing from their first CD, his dancing on stage is drug-induced, without question. Now he says no, he just stands there and kind of sings the songs the way he's supposed to. He always was a jittery fuck.
I guess just like Thai food needs some cockroaches.
Mm-hmm.
This guy needs some drugs.
But speaking of Keith and the Girl, t-shirts,
events. By
the events.
Way, yeah, speaking of which, like a lot of our listeners, you know, are online a lot and maybe don't socialize as much. Not all of them, obviously, but what a great way, if you're shy, to have a conversation starter. KeithandTheGirl.com/store. There, that's my little commercial. But we are going to be in London October 11th. We're doing a live show October 11th. The place is to be announced, but we're definitely going to be there. Now, if you want to come, you and your friends, it'll be free to the people wearing Keith and the Girl stuff. Like if you're wearing a shirt, a sticker that you can get for free, a button that you can get for free. If you are overseas, you should order now if you want to order something. And if you know you want to grab a few friends and come to the live show, which we highly encourage, it's not these live shows are not just, you know, you have to know Keith and the girl. It's funny, just like if you go to Keith's stand-up, he doesn't We don't direct things just if you're on the forums or anything. Anybody can enjoy the ha-has. So if you know you're bringing some friends, if you order something now, then we'll throw, you know, tell us to throw in a couple of T-shirts and buttons. Your friends will get in for free as well.
There you go. This was just mailed in, by the way, and it's kind of a coincidence because it goes with something else I want to talk about. First of all, hi, guys. I'm male straight 25. AJ's writing this. I'm catching up on old episodes, and I have some comments you may or may not enjoy. Let's see. Regarding episode 707...
Something tells me it's not something intended to be enjoyed.
It's usually not good news, right?
Not when you I don't know if you're going to enjoy it. You know, you hand someone a cupcake, you go, they're going to enjoy this.
I like they think I'm going to remember. We're almost at show 800. Show 707, 100 shows ago. I have a shitty job right now that I came to from retail.
Because retail's the fucking worst.
Because of retail jobs, I now hate old people and most social gatherings. I was considering becoming a waiter at the restaurant where my sister works because she says it's not that bad. I guarantee your sister has cried many times. To me, that's bad. Adults don't cry at their jobs regularly.
Not regularly, but...
Right. Now I already hate people from working retailer, but I've never hated people from working in a restaurant before. After listening to episode 707, I just want to thank you for finally convincing me not to go to a restaurant for my next job. I would rather destroy merchandise in the back room after dealing with a shitty customer than put up with the bullshit you described. Good for you. Good.
But does he work retail where he has to deal with customers?
Yes, but it's...
Really, I don't know. I think that I should work a waiter job and you should work retail because it's the same fucking nonsense.
Okay, where's the shirt at? Here's the shirt. Now I'm done.
Well, I work...
Here, you're an asshole to me.
I work
from
the register.
Appetizer to...
No, I work the register and it's like people don't know how to add. You bought something for $40 and then you bought something for $20 and it's going to be about $65 because this is where we live and there's tax. And then they start yelling at me, like, how the fuck did it add up to this? And then I have to call the manager, and then, everything takes forever. Then the next person in line is shitting on me because things are taking so long.
I challenge you to be a waitress for a week, and I will do retail for a week.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy talk what I hear. You just said, I don't think war is so bad. That's what I heard. I don't see the big deal if they give you... grenades.
You know what? In thinking about it, I'm like, wow, I really want to do it. But A, where the fuck are we going to find the time to also have a job, even if it's just part-time? And B, I so don't want to work for anybody. It's right. Amazing. Like, you know what? You won. I apologize.
Episode 712, he says, it's too bad you can't be disowned by Deuce, as well as your father. Everybody remembers my buddy Deuce? Last time we saw him, he was with his wife, right? His new wife.
How could you forget?
Hadar. Boring. You remember her. Holy fuck, I don't see how anyone can put up with that annoying douche. The only good part of that episode is hearing Kenda's disgust whenever she replies to Deuce's wife. These two annoying douches deserve each other. I think it is perfectly fine how disrespectful, in quotes, you were to them, and they are clearly retarded children.
Wait.
I don't think we were, even if it's in quotes. Yeah. And if you've ever made fun of retarded kids before, you know you can get away with it because they are too dim to understand.
They are, you know what? If somebody isn't retarded and is an adult and doesn't have some kind of like, these people have real jobs. And in their real jobs, they're not yelling at somebody and making things uncomfortable right. for people, or they would be fired at least eventually. These people have held their job for quite some time. They don't come in here and shit on my job. And then they were disrespectful, and then I told them that.
The show is already great, but without Deuce, it would be a billion times better.
Without the 3 times he was on out of 800 shows?
Out of 3 years, 3 times. Mm. If you guys could do something about that. If there's any way you can lessen that.
You can work on your format, please.
I was thinking it's it. We haven't seen Deuce again ever since that show. I think, you know.
I thought he was mad.
When a show's so crazy like that, we explain it a little more the next day. And between the fans, the listeners, and us saying, holy shit, especially his wife, they deserve each other, but his wife is fucking even crazier. Can you believe it? You're talking about somebody's wife, and that's so that's disrespectful. And he never emailed or called or anything like that. And I figured that was the end of it. Okay? That's the end of that story. Anyway, moving on to a totally different story. Do you remember Philly Sons?
Yeah.
He's this guy on the forums that just came on, and one of these people that start talking shit about everything. Like, you're fat, you're this, you're that, obviously doing it for attention. And I'm amazed that people sometimes give these people on the forums that kind of attention. I'm like, all right, well, if you're having fun, you know, do whatever you want to do. It doesn't look like you're having fun, but okay. And so, you know, he comes on and starts talking shit, and then starts complaining, and he's a big, what do you call it, the opposite of advocate, about me performing Holy Communion on the boat. And how respect he's Catholic, respect the rates of it, blah, blah, blah. And a Catholic person that's a good Catholic wouldn't do all this shit. And I said, you know what? Then don't come on the cruise, even though you just bought your ticket like you're saying you are, because I was thinking about performing communion, but now I definitely will. Not because of people like you, but because of you specifically. You won't like it. But
and then we were looking.
God is not pleased. I'll see you in hell.
And we weren't looking for him on the cruise, but he definitely, you know, after a while we were like, you know what about that guy Philly Sons who was so right. against it? And we thought we saw him during karaoke, and I actually went up to the guy and said, are you Philly Sons? And it wasn't him, and nobody saw Philly Sons.
Nobody saw him. I assumed he just made it up.
Yeah, I think he made it up.
But at the same time, like, two people didn't go on the cruise that did pay for tickets. I mean, right. That could have been any reason. But you wonder, oh, was that this guy? You know, I didn't feel bad in the least. But kind of wondered for a second, like, am I an asshole? Because this guy just paid for a cruise because of Keith and the girl. And I said, fuck you. You won't have fun. is that nice or not nice? All right. Here's the point. That person's deuce. That person is deuce. Deuce is around and he has been around the whole time. Because he kept saying, you know what?
There's no getting away with stuff like this on the forums.
Right.
There is none. I mean, you can do it as somebody who's just kind of stalking, you know?
Right.
But as soon as you start opening your mouth, like, if you start pissing people off, they're going to start looking for things to really get to you.
He's trying to take away the blasphemy that we did on the cruise, and he would say every so often, well, I know, I have it on good authority that it wasn't consecrated. It wasn't the body and blood of Christ. It was just crackers. And that's why I'm okay with it. And so I finally talked to, you know, the people involved with me that I can't divulge. But then I wrote on forums, I'm like, you keep bringing this up. And no, nobody of any knowledge told you that. Thou shalt not bear false witness, I say. And then he yaps his mouth again, and that's when it's like, all right, let's figure this out already. And it was Deuce the whole time. He never went anywhere.
So weird, and you know he's listening to this now.
Yes, he's always been listening.
What can you possibly say to that?
You're a wacko. You're a freak of nature. Now, yes, the crackers weren't consecrated by the Popa, but they were still done by a regular priest, and that counts. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with people?
Jeremy has a theory. Deuce and the runaway kid, both from South Carolina.
Oh, you think Deuce had, like, his face altered, like, face off? And that was Deuce. Let's try to listen to speech patterns. Somebody go back and listen to speech patterns. You're a freak, man. That's freaky.
It's not freaky. It's like, I think it's...
hated us, right?
Yeah, but I think it's very natural to want to do that. I really think it's very natural. You want to be a different person for a second so you can get a different perspective or get yourself heard.
A different perspective? Well, you're fat. You're ugly.
Okay, but you want to also be... If he goes on as Deuce, he's already Deuce. So it's like sometimes people listen to you in a specific way. And the way people listen to Deuce is probably not flattering, okay?
Right.
So he wants to be this new person so that whatever he says is taken from this new place.
Okay, now he's
I don't know why he chooses just you're fat and go lose weight.
But then he's this new person. I brought up or hinted to this before. He's a new person called Philly Sons. But he has to start defending his point about religion and whatever. Like, well, if you want to be taken seriously now, you have to have a new name. My point is you made a fake name that now for some reason you have to stand behind.
Yeah. No, but... and that's,
just start a new fake name.
But don't you... Yeah, start a new fake name and then, like, second every time you say something. Like, I second Philly Sons. He sounds really smart. And now you're Deuce, Philly Son, and this guy who's your yes man.
Right. Oh, come on, dude. Jesus. So
and he's not going to be able to help himself but respond to this. Come on, Deuce. Write it out.
It's
going to be a shit. You know, Keith's going to have to read it on the shitter because it's going to be fucking long. But he will. He'll read it.
I have all his names that he uses posted on the forum, so he can use any of that. Growing adult.
Something Dumb is saying, I have a confession to make. I'm actually Deuce, and I've been pretending to be Something Dumb the whole time.
Nah, Something Dumb writes in some funny things.
But also, I see him on the camera.
Right. That's just weird, man. That's just weird. You think, like, I was thinking that's the end. And you're sitting there making up names. How freaky.
As weird as it is, I still think it's absolutely normal, and it's like what a lot of people want to do, but they know they're going to get caught. It's like stealing. I think stealing is natural, but you're supposed to fight that feeling, you know? Like, hey, nobody's looking. There it is. But you have to, you know, like, naturally, we're a whole bunch of scumbags, I think.
Even if he wanted, still, I don't think I would let him in my house anymore.
Really?
I don't know that I trust him.
Well, cheers.
Cheers. Bye. There you go. Goodbye. Unless, of course, you change your name at the door. Then I got to give you a chance. I got to give everybody a chance, right? This weekend, yes, I saw The Lost Boys 2.
Thank God, right?
I was wrong. It's very good. It's very good. They take the time to bring up the old stuff. Really, I can't even pretend. It's horrible. Of course, it's horrible. But I knew that. I, of course, knew that going in. But I do want to see Corey Feldman, and namely Corey Haim, who's been all hopped up on drugs. And then
Did you, by the way, you wanted to catch up on the episodes that they're doing on the reality show. Did you catch up before you saw it?
I'm not sure if they're repeating or what. No, I didn't.
Okay.
But I've seen
No, enough. I know you don't really care.
It's not that big a deal. I would have preferred it, but whatever. Corey Haim does not have credits in the beginning. And then the movie's over and he wasn't in it. I'm like, oh, all right, that's it. Some credits start rolling and then there's a clip. And Corey Haim ended up somehow, you don't know how, maybe in 3 they'll tell you, he became a vampire.
Oh, God, you ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, you ruined shit because it had nothing to do with the entire movie.
Nothing
going
to do
on.
With the movie at all.
Yeah.
He became a vampire.
It wasn't some sort of twist at the end, like, oh, that's why the movie's so stupid. Because it's smart at the end.
And the two Coreys are going to fight. The vampire's coming to him, the vampire slayer's coming to him. It's like, ah! Done. More credits.
Well, that was the alternate ending.
Right. No, that was the main ending. Then there's two alternate endings. One is, I don't believe he's a vampire. Am I wrong? He's just a normal person. And he's doing that drug twitch. He's still all fucking drugged out. His nose is changing. You know, these druggies. So he's making all these faces, and he's horrible, and he's saying that this big vampire, a new head vampire, just like the first Lost Boys, second Lost Boys, there's a head vampire. Well, there's a new head vampire. And he's coming this way. You don't mean, yes, I do. And only because I know from watching the show, they show this vampire in this hot rod car, and he's laughing with some whore, and he's coming to wreak havoc. And that's the frog brother. There was Corey Feldman and his brother. That's the brother, who I didn't even recognize. I just know from watching the two Coreys that that's who it's supposed to be.
Well, the problem with... wait, it's his real brother?
No, in the movie.
Okay. Oh, okay. The problem with Corey Haim being a vampire is vampires don't age, and there's no way he's going to be on the next one because he's aging by 10 years every day.
Right. Right.
Unless,
that's why it's an alternate ending.
Yeah, unless comic books are going to start writing about how vampires can somehow age, if they take some sort of drug that Corey Haim is clearly taking.
What I enjoyed even more is alternative ending number 2. It's the exact same thing as alternative ending number 1. Except Corey Haim wears sunglasses because of his doped up eyes. That's all. This movie was god awful.
Corey Haim is our age. He's our
really?
Age. Yeah,
he's a mess. There's something watching the shows.
He
watching,
looks 40.
Watching Intervention and things like that now, and you see them go into rehab. It could be 3 months later. They look so much better, and it's not just because they took a shower. There's light in their face.
It's so weird. I thought once you do a certain amount of damage from drugs, you can't go back. Like, it's, you know, like once you start getting wrinkled, you can't unwrinkle yourself. But
there's something about a light that dims when you're all fucked up. And what a big difference. And you could tell, like, Corey Haim telling you, I'm not doing drugs. And you look at him and go, look at your, can't you see your twitch in the mirror?
I think it's part of being on drugs is denying it. isn't it?
I guess, but you would know. You would watch a movie you were in, and you're like, and you'd be like, you look like Michael J. Fox. You go, oh, my, holy shit. Unless you're twitching as you're twitching on TV, and so you're following yourself exactly, and you don't really notice.
But also what this movie shows is why Corey Haim and Corey Feldman never really made it, even though they were huge, huge when they were younger, especially Corey Haim because he was the cuter one. Right. They didn't know how to act for
They're terrible. Oh, they're both
terrible. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just figure, like, once you've been in movies, you're at least more comfortable with lines, like, with memorizing something and saying it, because how awkward is that? Right. And also, like, in front of the camera with, like, knowing the feel of a movie. But I think maybe, like, a whole bunch of 80 stars just got away with murder just because, I don't know, there just wasn't anything else, or it was just kind of, it was insane. I was like, Corey Feldman made up this stupid voice like he's Batman.
Well, I think he sounded like that in the first one. Am I wrong?
He was 14 in the first one. His balls didn't drop. Well, they did, but...
Well, I think he put on a funny voice, so he felt
in
he 14, should still
really?
Do it. Yeah. How about just change it? And somebody goes, your voice is different. Yeah, I grew up.
Yeah, right?
You don't got to keep going, I'm here to vampires.
And the dialogue, oh my God. He's about to kill a vampire with those, I guess...
Holy balloons?
No, with the stakes.
Right.
Like, who ordered the steak?
Right.
No, who ordered the steak? Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, if you want to have a drinking game of, like, retarded sayings that Corey Feldman comes out of his mouth.
Shop girl from Pittsburgh. On the two Coreys, he blames his lazy eye and a slur on his drug past. So he says what he said. They're like, you're slurring right now. It's like, no, you look fucked up now, Corey. And Corey would say, like, oh, I always had a slurred speech my whole life, and I have a lazy eye.
No, he was a cutie pie.
And he's telling this to his mother. I'm your mother. I know what you look like.
His mother saw VH1 behind the scenes about him getting drugged up.
Ridiculous. Then afterwards, we play a little Xbox 360, and I got to tell you, I'm not into online. I'm not into multiplayer so much.
Really?
I like multiplayer if it's, like, Keith and the Girl people.
Okay.
Otherwise, like, it just, I don't know, just because they get it. You know, I don't know what that means. They get life. I don't know. But just playing random people, it's eBay nerds. It's the same fucking people. It's the exact same people. Why when you go out with a grenade launcher, obviously it inflicts 2 damage when you press A. And like, I'd see any of you in war ever. I'll take the helicopter. Yeah, take a breath. Go fuck yourself. I need my asthma and then medicine, and then we'll attack the fortress. No, I don't. They're fucking wacko. So anyway, we're playing Uno for a little bit because I downloaded Uno and Tetris, thinking them that might like those.
Yeah, I thought it'd be cool. I think it's I don't so much get into playing games by myself as much as it's fun, like, having people around and stuff.
Right.
So what a great, like, I get to talk shit into the thing with people I don't know.
Yeah, everybody's writing in right now. Biggest douchebags ever.
Oh, really?
On that thing, yeah.
On Xbox Live.
Yeah. So. So I end up playing
Uno first.
Uno with some guy from London. It's some guy from London, a computer, and this chick called Untouchable Mama. And I'm like, oh, we're doing a Keith and Girl show in London, and we're talking about London. And I'm like, hey, you got a big clock. You know, we can all agree the Beatles suck. Things like that. Mm-hmm. So we're hitting it off.
He was into it?
He's in London. Yeah, yeah. He had a good sense of humor. He's into it.
That's cool.
And then this girl, it's only us talking, you know, only us that apparently have our headsets on.
You and this guy.
Me and this guy, we're playing a computer and a chick. And the chick's not talking at all. So,
can you tell when somebody can hear you or people can hear you?
I guess everybody can hear, but you could tell if they can talk.
Okay.
Or if they have their headset plugged in.
Okay.
And you can only talk with the headset, of course. Yes, it indicates that you have it plugged in.
That's good.
Yeah. So anyway, she beats me in a game or had me draw 4. They wouldn't tell me, by the way, how to say Uno. Apparently, you have to say Uno. So they go, okay, when you're done your last card, say Uno. You know, you have to say Uno. And I go, okay, I don't know how you'd get me, but Uno. And then I do my second to last card, and then I got to take more cards because I didn't say Uno.
Oh, you didn't officially say Uno with your
finger? Yeah, which makes sense. Obviously, I got to hit a button, and like, which button do I hit? Well, we can't tell you that. Would that happen in real life at a real table?
But also, you know, then of course I'm not going to win. So you're playing with a person you know is not going to win.
It doesn't matter.
What are you playing against then?
You know
what's the fun?
You know what I used to, just winning. You know what I used to play? You Don't Know Jack. I used to play that online. Yeah. But after you play it so many times, you know all the categories and all the questions. And I was good at that game, but you can tell that these people knew the answers way too fast. And you go, did you play this? You know, we're on question 10. You got all these within a millisecond. Have you played this game before? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know them all. Then how's this fun? Yeah. You beat me. Yes, I did. Faggot. Faggot, 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 faggot.
You know, I love winning, and I'm a sore loser, sore winner, poor player. There you go. There you have it. There. That's been recorded for Keith's pleasure.
But you don't think you'd see the enjoyment?
No. Not at all. Not at all, and I love to win. Right. I fucking hate when I lose, but I don't see the enjoyment.
But I do finally figure it out, how to do Uno. Anyway, this girl beats me on something, makes me draw four, I don't know what. And I went, oh, great, this whore made me take a bunch of cards. And then we finished playing, and I think that's the end of it. Soon after, she logs off. She's gone. I'm like, oh, is it because we were cursing back and forth? I find out later it's because, well, here's why. I got a message from her. And I'm like, first, you're like, well, was it a good message or bad message? Maybe she's really into me. And she's like, I was getting so wet by the way you were playing Uno. I had to leave. Anyway, here's the first message she leaves me.
You know, I have some wonderful friends in New York. And I like most people and get along with most people. But never would I ever come across as a whore. And for you to suggest that is just disgusting.
You had to take the time to say that.
Yeah, I just think it's funny. People who don't know how to deal with other people have to say that they do. Like, I have a lot of friends in New York.
Right. I get along with everybody. Yeah. I've never in my day, I sound like an older woman. I sound like a mother. But in all my days, I've never seen something so disgusting. A person in passing calling somebody trying to play Uno, of all things, a whore. I've led my life in a certain manner, and I certainly didn't spend my times with my legs crossed to be one day called a whore by a stranger, I thank you. And you may think this is New York attitude, but I've been to the New York City, and I know of people from the New York City, and I have most certainly never, tell them, honey, no, okay, fuck me, all right. Anyway, I certainly have never... This is so important to you.
I also think it's funny that she's like, I get along with two or three other people that I've once met in New York. How come I don't get along with everybody from New York then? I know your jive. Something Dem is saying, is this the Whispered Pearls girl?
You know, I have some wonderful friends in New York.
She sounds like she's crying.
I like most people and get along with most people.
She can't believe it.
But never would I ever come across as a whore. And for you to suggest that is just disgusting.
There it is. Vote McCain. Yay. Religious. She's going to church. Oh. You know what I mean. By the way, bitch, I'm looking at your little profile. You signed up to the underground. You know what underground means? Anything goes. That's what it means. My God, I hope you weren't called the whore. By the way, she has a 5-star reputation. I say we take that down.
You can have a reputation on Xbox? Of course it's going to be like eBay.
Yes. Yeah, this is what she has control of. Her name is Untouchable Mama. One word. Untouchable M-A-M-A.
I want to ask her husband what he gives her. She's got 5 stars on Xbox. How many stars do you think she has at home?
Right. Yeah, this is the one thing you can control. You little fucking Xbox nerd. This is the one thing you got. Well, then soon after, there's another message. I guess she's writing in to apologize.
And one last thing. It's too bad you guys lost your connection to the game because I stayed in there. And actually, your spot is the one that wanted blue. And I ended up going out on it.
Yeah,
won the game.
What the fuck? So I guess I lost connection, or I think you lost interest. I think she left. Maybe she thinks people left her. I don't know. I think she left, and then maybe a robot took my turn and played a card.
Yeah, it sounds
and picked
like
blue
yeah.
for her, and goes, by the way, I'm the winner of that game. That's what's so important to her.
No, it was not only was she the winner of the game. But it was because you didn't have the card or something.
It's because of my turn or where I should have been.
That second call was a nanny nanny foo foo call.
From an adult, right? Yes. This is an adult.
Yes.
And one last thing. It's too bad you guys lost your connection to the game because I stayed in there. And actually, your spot is the one that wanted blue. And I ended up going out on it.
Did you win money?
Won the game.
Won the game. Won the game. You did it. You did it. Won the game. So there you go. Everybody drop her a line. So I wrote back, or said back, rather, because I can't let that go. Because Relic said, you know what? Now that she left that message, she can sleep now. And I went, oh, really? You think so? Fuck. So I grabbed the headset. I got to talk into it. And I go, sleep tight, unlike your legs, whore. That was my clever thing. That's my little dig. But she could probably let it go, right? That's definitely going to be the end of it. Nope! Nope!
It was a good morning for Keith, because when he woke up...
It was a great morning, because it wasn't 4 hours later, and we were doing this in the middle of the night, 7-something. It's 7-something in the morning, and she's like, fuck, I got to take care of this now. Mom, where are my shoes? Don't worry, I'll be there! Got to deal with the New York City! All right, here's the third message from her.
You must be new to Xbox Live, because otherwise you would know that Microsoft records everything on here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can lose your Xbox Live privileges for talking to me the way you did, and I've just filed a complaint on you for doing that.
The one thing you have control of in your life, right, whore? The
you
one thing you...
One word. Were you a whore and now we discovered it and yeah, you're scared?
It's the one thing...
That's crazy. There's never, like, wow. So, just from calling you a whore, on Xbox Live, where when you first went into Uno, people were just cursing at you just for being in the room.
Right. And I'm
not... little kids. It's for the little kids, it's their only chance to curse at people because they're usually not allowed.
Right. And I'm not saying if it even matters, and I don't think it does, I'm not calling her a whore. I said it in passing, like,
right.
Oh, fuck, you made me draw four, you bitch. This bitch over here. Like, you know? And then I guess you can hear it through your TV set. A whore. Now, you know, some words offend people and you don't know why. We've said this before. You're at a comedy club and disgusting things are really being said. And it's chicks and they're not paying attention. And it's like, and then my girlfriend, this cunt. Oh, I heard the C word. I don't even know what it's about, but it can't be positive. Boo. Well, this word for this girl's whore. I wonder why. Untouchable mama. Untouchable mama.
Well, she's so great. She's untouchable.
Because she's not a whore. She's like, I am married and I have kids, and quite frankly, I am untouchable. I'm a mother.
Yeah, a lot of people think the fact that they're married with kids make them better. Like, how can I be a bad person? I'm a mother.
Yeah. You can't fuck me, mom, was already taken.
Yeah, but so if you're a mother, that means you already did open your legs to something and you didn't use the right protection.
Right.
By the way, there's a lot of feedback coming in on just this woman. I'm going to eat my controller now. A lot of saying that she's fat. Slurp. I won the game. My daughter thinks I'm awesome.
She has her avatar. You, of course, have a picture associated with your name. I don't know how to change mine, so it's
maybe
a soccer ball.
Maybe that's the thing. Anytime there's an avatar, you know you're going to deal with slurping.
Her avatar is a sexy eyeball. It's an eyeball with, like, makeup, and it's a little sexy.
That right. Threw you off, babe?
It smelled like whore to me.
You must be new to Xbox Live, because...
Let me tell you how this community works. I have no control of nothing in my life. Not my husband, not my kids, not my job. And here, I can press a button and report like they give a fuck for you.
Otherwise, you would know that Microsoft records everything on here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can lose your Xbox Live privileges for talking to me the way you did, and I've just filed a complaint on you for doing that.
We're adults!
Look at how scary, like, she's like, and you can lose your privileges, okay?
Right.
Abzi says, is Xbox Live a privilege? Don't you pay for that service?
Yeah, you pay for it. Yeah. Of course you pay for it. And they're not going to take it away. And if they did, oh, I got you nerds out of my life. I'm telling. I won't be able to play Uno with strangers.
And a lot of people are saying Untouchable Mama is her name because nobody wants to touch her.
It's ridiculous. And of course I can't let that go because then I know she's happy again. And I don't enjoy the happy in her voice. And I grab my headset and I say back, no, I will not fuck you. Quit calling me, whore.
Oh my God.
So if you have Xbox 360, of course her name, one word, Untouchable Mama.
Jeremy's saying, how many complaints can we file against her now?
Right. Everybody call her a whore and then file a complaint against her. How dare you be so pleased with yourself?
Lebowski saying Microsoft records nothing. She's insane. I just researched.
Yeah, she's nuts. Do you know how many kids are just saying shit to each other? When I first got the Xbox and just, you know, I can't accept more friends because it reached the limit the first day we announced the gamer tag. But as soon as we did, there's just messages, most of them about nothing. My point is, people are just using this as like some form of walkie-talkie because it's kind of cool. They wouldn't have the space for it. You're dumb.
It's a waste of time. If you don't add... That's
what's this whore story? I got to hear about this whore story in Uno. One second. One second, Bill Gates. I got to work on this. What's this horror story? Who's wrong here?
If you go to a real card game in real life with strangers, let's say.
Right.
And then they have, it turns out, like, one of them has a potty mouth the whole time. And it doesn't interest you. Do you report them, or maybe you just walk away?
I would report them. I would go.
That's true.
Yes. I would. Okay. Of course, then, that's in person. Other disgusting things. I saw Jeff Ross's new comedy show called No Offense. I was very, very offended. Jokes from the Comedy Central roast of Bob Saget that he said are in the special that you're going to air not a week later. The bizarres of Jeffrey Ross. The bizarres of any comic telling me that there's no way I can be a real comic if I don't practice and get in the clubs every day.
Meanwhile, the audience was freaking out how funny it is.
The audience was laughing at material he's done for over 15 years. You know who just died, by the way? This is sad. I feel bad picking on him. His 104-year-old aunt, Antique. Also about to go his 107-year-old aunt, Ancestor. He starts the show with, you know what, I played all over the world, but not in my hometown of New Jersey, because I didn't feel I was ready. Really? That's sad. I didn't feel I was ready. Well, I'm ready now, motherfuckers, he says. And the crowd goes crazy. And here's what he's going to bring to you. Antique. Because he's got that one down. And maybe you enjoyed his poems. Maybe you saw it on Pulp Comics 2 days earlier that Jeffrey Ross did 15 years ago. Well, that's the encore. You could see that again. It was funny the first time I heard about a Chinese poem to his Chinese girlfriend. It went, "Kow!" That was funny the first time I fucking heard it, 15 years later. But how dare he has an ego on him, this guy.
How dare you? Because nobody knows comedy and nobody associates it with him, and all the people in that audience probably never saw that joke.
Okay.
And that's the way comedy works.
Right. Okay, so...
It's really the system that you're mad at.
Really?
I think so.
I shouldn't be mad at... I shouldn't be disgusted with comics taking advantage of the system. I should... Could I... You know?
I see what you're saying. I'm not... I see, because, but...
Just admit what you do, then. Admit what you do, and quit acting like it's so groundbreaking that you're so great. Then maybe I'd have a little more respect. I repeat shit. That's what you do. Just admit it, and Keith Malley will be okay. Thank you. You can reach me, Jeff Ross, at Keith and the Girl on Xbox Live 360. And I'll hear your things. Come on. And I can tell you're cut! He produced it! You look at the credits. He's the executive producer.
Hmm.
The balls...
On what? On Comedy Central?
No, on his show. He produced his show.
I know, but was it on Comedy Central?
Yes.
I didn't know that they would let you produce
it. So there's no excuse for the cuts and the when they laughed at things, that's a lie. When he says something is...
The producer doesn't
edit. Oh, he had no say. He had no say with those edits?
Yeah. The producer doesn't necessarily edit.
Ah, well, good.
I'm just saying. I'm
all
just
right.
saying.
You know what? That, everybody's okay with this. Fuck it. I tried. But, everybody's okay, because that's the way fuck it is. Well, enjoy. Enjoy yourself for being a fan. Fuck you. Fan? Do you follow Jeff Ross? Fuck you. I watched everything you did, Jeff. Well, fuck you.
There are a lot of people on the feedback who are taking your side.
Fuck them.
I'm not saying I'm not taking your side. I'm just saying that this is the system, and there's no motivation to really write something new.
But we can tell. There is, though. Like, how many people
not
respect...
Not everybody can tell.
How many people respect Doug Stanhope more? Joe Rogan more? Greg Giraldo? These
who
people are repeating
money?
All over
who
the place.
Who makes more money?
I don't
Jeff
know.
Jeff Ross.
You think so?
Yes.
You
yes.
think so?
Yes.
You think he's happier with himself? Than these other comics?
Than Doug Stanhope? Everybody's happier with themselves than Doug Stanhope.
Well.
Come on. We're also talking about comics. None of them are really happy.
Well, fuck you. You should call the special Fuck You. Here's my old jokes. Go fuck yourself. You don't know better. Yay, Jeff Ross! What are you fucking clapping for? You don't know him! Yay, standing ovation! You don't fucking know him!
You don't think that group knows him?
Do they? Pick a side, honey. Do they know him?
They don't know all of his material.
Oh.
You could know a comic and not
What
know-
could you possibly know? Antique?
The roast.
His poems?
The roast.
The roast! He redid the roast! He redid that! It was, you gotta watch Bob Saget in high def, because you gotta be high or deaf. And especially, it's American Idol, because that's popular. High def. I'm starting to think anything could be the high def joke, honestly. Now that I'm thinking about it.
See,
fuck
now,
you.
See,
I'm Jeff
you
Ross
smart.
And go fuck yourself. Jeff Ross, fuck you. Thanks for coming. Fuck you.
Wow.
Yeah. Bring out the violin player. Go fuck me. Oh, well. Comedian Chris Kattan's marriage to his model wife lasted almost as long as a Saturday Night Live skit. I guess that means short. I'm thinking a little too long. The former Saturday Night Live star filed for legal separation from model wife Sunshine Tutt after 8 weeks of marriage.
He married a model?
He's the one that jumps on people and eats the apple like a monkey. That's him. I despise him.
That's all he's known for, isn't it?
He's known for being a piece of shit with comics. He's known for being a thief, too.
Oh, yeah?
An idea thief in Saturday Night Live, yeah. And a queer. They spent roughly a month together. Kattan's filings indicate that they separated August 10th. The couple have no children together.
That's about as long as you can stand being with a person like that. Did you say a month?
I think so. Roughly a month, yeah. And he's probably, you think he's like jumping on her and eating an apple like real fast?
Yeah, I think he is.
I'm like, all right, this has to end.
Yeah, can you imagine, you know how like when you meet comics and when they're off stage, they're still fucking on stage somehow?
Yes.
Imagine marrying that.
Yeah, that would be crazy. You know he's doing those skits. And you know he went Mango. Oh, Christ. He does that gay one, right? He does the monkey and he did the... That,
yeah, he's
is it Mango?
A girl.
And he does the gay one. Yeah, he probably wakes up his wife just as Mango. This is all I got. This is all I have. Yeah, people saying, I listen to comedy way too much. I recognize these jokes too. You don't listen to it too much. You listen to it. Come on. We know you're doing it. You're not fooling anybody. And quit laughing at yourself like it's new to you. Like you made it up. Oh, my good gravy. Oh, my Lord in heaven. How disgusting. Air pollution? Bad. Noise pollution? Not so much. Let me explain. The California State Legislature has passed a bill that would force automakers to build electric and hybrid cars with louder engines so blind people can hear them when they cross the street. The bill has been sent to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who has not yet taken a public position.
What a waste of time.
They want to... So, hybrid cars...
Mm-hmm.
It will also be nice.
You're doing everybody a favor because...
Yeah, now make them louder.
Yeah.
You could do something. Put like a... How about when it's walk and time for walk and time for don't walk, have that make a sound. Walk
yeah.
now, retard.
Well, that would be a sound all over the city. That would be too much. But how about you're blind and you might have to adjust yourself?
How about you're blind and you have an ear thing?
Oh, to raise the volume. Well.
No, you have a regular... Okay, yeah. Just raise the volume. Or you have an ear thing where as you go to intersections, it leaves off a thing like... Don't walk now.
Oh, yeah. How about building technology for the actual blind people
yeah.
where they have to pay money to do things?
Instead of dumbing down our brilliant cars.
Right.
Come on. I can't smell a car coming. You have to go back to gas. I'm Helen Keller.
Make sure that you're honking all the time so
right.
every blind person knows. What about... Oh, that's so silly.
It's silly. Just make it louder. You're not even thinking.
How about if we make movies for the blind now? Like, every movie has to come out where the blind could somehow see it.
How about you spend 3 days? Like, you didn't spend time thinking about it. Like, the blind can't see the cars. Make them louder. All right. I'll make a bill on that. Make them louder. And that's what it said. That's the proposal. Written in crayon. on cardboard. From a present they got earlier that day. Make them louder. That makes sense.
Oh, God. Nurse says deaf people can feel vibrations. Why now they need an earthquake? Ah, fuck you, fucker. I saw earthquake and I thought it was funny.
Fuck you! Here's a cute little story, though, before we get out of here for the day. You have to wonder if the paintbrushes were coated with honey. Where could that go?
A bear story?
Yes!
Oh.
A piece
or
of
B. I could have went B, but I went with bear.
A piece of artwork at a South Dakota fair is now sporting a second place ribbon after it was judged for its color, composition, and uninhibited expression. However, it wasn't submitted by a descendant of Van Gogh. It was painted by a bear. The bear is named Kobe. The judges had no idea who the painting was done by as they were voting. They just saw it as a work of art.
Now, will this make some sort of precedent about art? Will this
no,
do something?
But
you know
it
what
should.
I mean? Yeah, it should. It should make everybody embarrassed who was part of this, who judged on it, who decided that some brilliant person did that when really a bear did it. That's
awesome. You can like what you like, but...
But you don't say...
You know you're being like, hur, they got it. The soul was tormented in the fuck you.
You could just say, it's pretty. I like this because it's pretty.
Right.
But it probably isn't, though. It probably isn't even pretty.
What a silly world.
I'm judging you.
I don't know why we bother. I don't. All those people that judge, they have a right to vote. That chick on the Xbox, she has a right to vote. So proud of themselves. I'm done.
Wait, I just read a comment about the blind thing. Phooey. Why don't they just put big blinking lights on the blind people so we can see them coming? Why mess with the cars? I like that idea better.
That's a good idea.
It's also drawn in crayon, that idea, but still.
They're the ones messed up. Make them scream.
I'm coming.
Blind person. I don't think it'd be annoying. There's not that many of them. It'd be kind of funny. Well, it really wouldn't bother me in the least. All right. Any announcements before we leave for the day? I have to watch the rest of the convention and be sickened by people saying nothing and everybody cheering.
Well, I mentioned the...
You know what the big thing is, by the way? Change. I don't know if you knew that. Are you guys following? Change is the thing. Everything's new. The whole Earth's going to fucking transform. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The what's going to transform?
The whole Earth.
Oh, the whole Earth.
Yeah. Start over. Everything's going to be different. Oh, can't wait. I don't even know if we have to work anymore after we get Obama in. We'll see.
Okay. Well, I mentioned the London live show October 11th. Go to keithandthegirl.com/events. I'll be posting new information about that. And also there's an Israel meetup. It'll be in Tel Aviv the week of the 13th, not necessarily the 13th at all, but the week of the 13th, it'll be midweek sometime in Tel Aviv in the evening, something like dinner, and then we'll go out and hang out, and maybe my brothers will be there, and Keith will definitely be there.
So if you're not from Israel, but you were always thinking about making your Aliyah, maybe that's the week, right? Get closer to Yahweh. Maybe. How about I do Brumski every year? Right? That'd be hilarious.
It is a good one.
It is a good one.
It is a good one.
I think I'm trying way too hard. Every year, best of. Right? Why not? I bet I think of a new line each year for it. All right, I'll tell you what. Here's something new for you. This is from the new CD. First time ever played on the show. Sue Everybody. This is track number 7, entitled Sue Everybody / Nerds.
Whose CD is that?
That's my CD.
Oh, where can you get your CD?
KeithandTheGirl.com/store. You can also buy 4 other CDs because I do different things. Bye. Every year, it's about this time too. Every year, there's a story about a 95-year-old lady, and they look at her past and like, this lady had 60,000 fucking lawsuits pending, right? And we're all at home watching TV and we fake disgust, like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Oh, is that where my tax money's going? Like you have a fucking clue where your tax money's going. If it's not going for that dumb shit, it's going for that dumb shit. Who the fuck cares? But it was like, that's a little too much. Good. I'm on her side because she probably is suing a lot of people. And the reason she's probably suing a lot of people is because she got 70, 80 years old and said, I'm not going to be talked down to anymore. I'm fucking tired of it. And I'm on her fucking side. Good. Sue Everybody. I think that's the title of this CD. Sue Everybody. Everybody's disgusted with the ambulance chasers, right? They're the scumbaggiest of the scumbag lawyers because they go into the hospital and they take advantage of you. And you're like, oh, look at you. You got hurt. Are you suing anybody already? Okay, that's fine. You know, you could sue this hospital, too, if they're not treating you good, right? And everybody's like, oh, what pieces of shit taking you at the lowest? I bet if you sat an ambulance chaser down and you said, why did you get into this profession? I bet they wouldn't be scumbags after all. I bet they'd kind of be decent people. And go, well, I'll tell you what. I kept going to the hospital for knee surgery, and I kept being talked to like I'm a fucking idiot. And I said, you know what? Fuck this. I'm an adult. I'm going to make the system work for me, and I'm suing, and I'm going to go around this country and sue anybody that keeps making people feel stupid. That's what I'm going to do. That's why I like lawyers. Everybody hates lawyers. Lawyers are a piece of shit, right? We have them for a reason. If we have something, it's for a reason. What came first, the lawyer or the asshole? We have him for a reason. It goes to my nerd thing. You guys know how I feel about nerds, right? Oh. What came first, the bully or the nerd?
You know, and I know I went... Who's picking on my speech impediment? I'm calling my lawyer.
Bully!
People that pick on other people or nerds. What came first? I hate it, man. We went to so many science fiction and fantasy conventions because, you know, Keith and the girl, you can download our talk show. And, like, you know, these nerds will understand how to do that. As soon as I walked into a room of nerds, I'm not claustrophobic in any way. I couldn't breathe right. You like nerds? Then marry them. You can fucking have them. They're assholes. They're not sarcastic fun. They're sarcastic mean. They're little pricks, and they're fucking petty and little dicks. I'm an adult now, and I watch Revenge of the Nerds. I'm on Ogre's side. I fucking don't like them, and they talk down to me. And they're so fucking smart. They can't hold a conversation, but they're so much fucking smarter than any of us. Behave. Hey, Keith, what would you do if you can go back to high school and see your fucking high school bully? I bet you'd beat the shit out of him. You know what I would do? I'd apologize. I'd say I'm sorry because I probably said or did something a little too clever that I couldn't back up, and I deserved a smack in the fucking face. And I bet it made me a better person. I'd say thank you. I'd say thank you. Fucking... Oh, my God, they overhear a fucking conversation. God forbid you make a mistake in front of a nerd. Oh, man, I can't wait to the fucking future. It's going to be great. We're going to, like on Star Wars, we're going to have those teleporters and go from here to there. And what? Huh? What did you say? I don't know, like Star Wars, we'll have teleporters and go from here to there. Oh, really? Did you hear what he just said? We're going to have teleporters, right? And I guess you can go beam me up, Luke Skywalker, right? Right? Would that make a lot of sense? Just beam me up. Get your red shirts and blue shirts on, Boba Fett. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. You know what I meant? I guess I meant Star Trek with Dr. Spock. Dr. Spock! Oh, my God, yes. We'll take care of your children then, won't we? Oh, my God, you're so pretty. I'd love to touch your hair. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I don't have the right. Untuck your shit! If you want to fit in so bad, quit tucking in your shit! I don't know how to dress. This looks like a simple shirt and Henda dressed me, but I'll tell you what. I always knew all my life a sweater doesn't get tucked in, a vest doesn't get tucked in, a suit jacket doesn't get... Look around! What are we doing? Beam that up!